said sofa.
Sofa.
But you used.
Sofa or couch, I use both of them.
Okay. And the piece of furniture in your bedroom, it has drawers in it?
Chest.
And the room.
Now there's another one you might be thinking about. You call it the bureau.
What's the bureau?
That's the one, the chest is the one that is tall. And the bureau is lower and has a mirror.
Okay.
Maybe you're thinking about that.
Okay, no, I just wanted all the words, you know.
Well, that in my bedroom, there's a bureau, a double bureau.
Okay. And that has two rows of...
Two rows. And then the other one is a chest without a... Some of them have little mirrors up there, but this one does.
Okay. And the room where you sleep is called the...
Bedroom.
And all of the tables and chairs and so forth are called...
Furniture.
And the things hanging at the window to keep out the light.
Shades.
And if they're lace and more on
curtains.
And if they're on the rollers.
They're shades.
Okay.
And they cost a lot of money now.
Cause yes.
I just bought some 2 years ago. And it was about, you can put that in there.
Inflation.
It sure was. The time before I had bought this one window that's wide like this, and the one I bought before 15 years ago was $7. I thought that was horrible. It's still good, but I couldn't use it because I couldn't get in it to match it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, for that room, was about $50.
Isn't that ridiculous? That's just ridiculous. The little room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
Attic.
And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
And the little room off the kitchen where
pantry.
You store. How's that?
Pantry.
And if you throw away a lot of old worthless things, you say, I'm going to throw away all this.
This junk.
And the room that you store.
But you don't throw it away. You have a garage sale, and what somebody's junk is somebody else's treasure.
And so you just move them to somebody else.
That's right. Look up there.
Yeah.
One little basket, $7, is worth $40 in the garage, in the antique shop.
That's pretty.
It's a pretty, I told you that before, didn't I?
Yes, that's handmade.
It must be.
I bet it is. And a room where you store odds and ends in, you call your...
Chunk room.
And speaking about the daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning?
Household chores or housework.
Okay, you might say...
I don't do mine, I just get something to eat and look over, look up in the corner. It's been there.
I think that's not dirt, the cobweb just occurred. How do you call that by?
Cobweb.
Okay. But if you say, well, I've put it off long enough, I've got to go.
To town.
No, but to do this work. You say,
oh, I've got to go do my housework.
Okay. And what do you sweep with?
A broom.
And on Mondays, women used to do the...
Wash.
And on Tuesday?
The ironing.
And if you did both of them together, you'd say, I did the...
The washing and ironing.
Okay, and the place in town where you might send your clothes is the...
Laundry.
And
got that one this time, I didn't get it.
It was just practice. I didn't intend to. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a house?
Stairs.
And we talked about the porch earlier, and I asked you if you had another word for it, if it were up on the second floor or anything different, any different kinds of porches you remember.
Well, I told you dog trough.
But you said that was from the sea.
I would think so.
I want the ones, you know, that you may use
well,
around here.
That's what I would think.
Okay.
And
I think you said about veranda.
Yeah, veranda is a
word. Is there any difference from a veranda and a porch the same?
I don't know. I think it's interchangeable.
Okay. And if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you tell somebody to...
To shut the door or close the door.
Okay. And if you are going downtown, you might say, well, I'll take my car and...